Good morning, everybody. Hope your summer is in full force, and congratulations for dialing into today's powerful Monday Morning Mastery Message. I'm your host, Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, and I'm proud to be your host again. Each week at the office, we receive positive feedback from your experiences with these calls, and today's message will not disappoint. Without any further delay, let's get right to the powerful message. Please help welcome Mr. Richard Dolan.
Well, gee,
hey, Rich,
Russ,
I just got a crowd there just for you.
I have to just say I'm honored to have an audience on the phone for the first time, because I know we have hundreds of people live on the phone call. I know we have thousands more online streaming in from all corners of the country, and even some people who are traveling abroad. But to get them all to clap at the same time, Russ, that's a technological wonder.
Magical, isn't it?
Well, you know, I appreciate that, and it's always great to follow a introduction by you, because it certainly sets me up to raise the bar yet again. So, folks, thanks so much for being on this call today. I know that it takes a lot for you just to map that time out and really batten down the hatches, lock the doors, and forget your phone for a moment so you can just really immerse yourself in some good old-fashioned self-realization, self-leadership, self-sustaining knowledge. And that's really the purpose of these calls each and every week. You know, Russ and I sit down and map out where are we missing some information, what haven't we provided, and what haven't we touched on that hasn't been covered by the modules by now, so that you can actually begin to continue to really expand and enrich in your experience, not just in RAIN, and not just with the RAIN Mastery modules, but for yourself, not just for your real estate portfolio, not just for your professional life, not just because you're a husband or a wife or looking for one or the other, or perhaps neither and you've chosen so, but whatever you might be and whatever you might be up to, this call is all about one thing, really being that beacon for you, that lighthouse that just shines your way right through to safe and calm waters. And for that, it really comes down to making a choice, making a decision. And that's really the theme for this week. You know, making a choice, making a decision, is really about taking a stand. And when you really look at some of the most successful people in the world, whether they're a politician or an idea thinker, a thought provoker, an innovator, an inventor, whether they're someone who's made massive change or caused a wonderful influence in your life, you've got to say that when you look at them with the eyes of admiration, you've got to consider for a moment that they must have gone through life making some pretty tough choices. You know, I once read an article about Bill Clinton. I never had the chance of asking this question when I did have the chance of working with him, but I read in the article, and it came down to one thing he'd said, that although in leadership roles, like being the president, you've got to understand that sometimes you'll make a good decision, and sometimes you'll make a bad decision. But in the end, as a leader, you must always make a decision. You know, we all come into this world the same, you know, naked, scared, and even ignorant at times, right? And after that grand entrance, the life we end up with is simply an accumulation of all the choices we make, right? Our choices can be our best friend or even our worst enemy. They can be things that we're ashamed of or things that we're proud of. They can deliver us to our goals or send us orbiting into a galaxy far, far away. And that's for you, Russ. But think about it. Everything in your life exists because you first made a choice about something. You decided on something. You took a stand for something. So choices are at the root of every one of your results. Each choice starts a behavior that over time becomes a habit. So choose poorly and you might find yourself back at the drawing board, forced to make anew, often harder choices. Don't choose at all and you've made the choice to be a passive receiver, whatever comes your way. So in essence, you make your choices, and then your choices make you. Every decision, no matter how slight, alters the trajectory of your life. And whether or not to go to college, who to marry, or who to have that last drink before you drive, you know, to indulge in gossip or even stay silent, or to make someone wrong, or to have an argument that you know is wrong, to make one more prospecting call or call it a day, to say I love you or not, all of them, every one of them, are incredible choices that have a ripple effect in your life, not just for days, not just for months, sometimes for years, if not a lifetime. So every choice has an impact on the compound effect nature of your life, as Anthony Robbins once wrote, as Jim Rohn once spoke about. You see, the idea right now is about really understanding that in order for you to produce a massive an expanded opportunity set, you've got to take a few things into account. First, you've got to have preparation. You've got to add with it a great attitude. That's where your belief and mindset live. Then you bring with it opportunity, and that then is married with action. That, my friends, brings you an expanded opportunity set. Preparation plus attitude plus opportunity plus action. That gives you an expanded opportunity set. Well, what do we mean by each of those? Well, you see, preparation is all around personal growth. You know, at the end of the day, you're all really hard drives, which is always seeking a few things. First of all, to be, well, virus-free, right? You don't want to be operating with any bugs and nuances because it creates a drag on the efficiency of the computer, and it actually really dilutes the power of the actual design principles of your hard drive. Number two is you want to make sure that you're always getting the right upgrades. Why? Because you don't want to be behind on those upgrades. Why? Because, again, it actually hinders on the effectiveness of your design principles. But third, most importantly, you want to actually have some good software that actually is going to be applicable in your life. So preparation, personal growth, is about you getting clear about what do you need to make sure that you're forging forward, that you're accomplishing things, that you're producing results that you're proud of, that you're getting closer to your aims, your goals, your objectives, and the things that you need, not just for yourself, but those in your life. And that comes back to your attitude. Preparation plus attitude is all about your belief and your mindset. If you believe it's going to be a lot of hard work doing this thing called real estate, then guess what? It'll always be hard work. But if you believe that in time, as we discussed last week, if I make an investment of both time and effort and energy, if I have the patience and the perseverance to just really see this thing through, I know with the right belief and mindset, good things will happen. So that preparation plus attitude brings you, well, opportunity. You know, always knowing with a frame of mind that a good thing is coming my way, always expecting good. That's really the premise of that incredible powerhouse success story called The Secret. And if you don't know what The Secret is, well, I guess it's still a secret. But The Secret is really the law of attraction. If you know opportunity is coming your way, then guess what? Your eyes will always look for opportunity coming your way. And if you don't think opportunity is going to be coming your way, then guess what? It won't. It's no different from people who always see this great exercise come to reality and really come to vibrate in one's mind when you say to yourself, I'm going to go look for all the red cars I can find. Next thing you know, you'll find all the red cars. You have a consciousness for it. But if I were to say, well, okay, well, look for all the things right now in your world. Then look around you, wherever you are. Look for everything that's red. Look for everything that's red. Look for everything that's red. Red, 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 red. Just look for everything that's red. Now, point out something that's yellow. It's hard. See right there in that moment? And I hope you didn't do that while you were driving. But the reality is that you see, when you condition your mind to look for one thing, it sometimes isn't really ready to look for all the things. So when you say that opportunity must come my way, your mind will always be framed to look for things that are always coming your way and shape them as an opportunity. So preparation plus attitude plus opportunity plus action. And action is really what Rain Mastery has been all about, right? Doing something about it, getting into action, you know, being in action and producing results out of being in action. So that's all around your mindset. That's all around the actions and the calls and the outbound emails and the way you behave and act and present yourself in the world, all in this thing called real estate, or however you are in the world, even if it's not about real estate. Because all those things, adding them together, preparation, attitude, opportunity, and action, gives you now an expanded opportunity set. That's where you begin to draw opportunities towards you and good people of great ideas towards you. That's where things begin to go your way. That's where things begin to show up in a smarter, in a sharper, in a richer way for you. So the idea there, as you've got to understand, is that if you wanted to pick just one, maybe even one, name it one, just give me one, one place in your entire life that you would love to see an expansion of your capacity in it, then just in one day, write down all the behaviors and actions and all the choices you make around that area in your life. So for example, if you want to lose weight in life, then for one day, you have to record all the things you put in your mouth. If you want to make money, then for one day, just basically make note of everywhere you put your money for an entire day. And what ends up happening is that if you begin to track the very things that make up your success in that area, then you begin to really watch very carefully, with precision, with science, that which is incredibly important for you. Now, why is this all very important for you? Because at the end of the day, what we notice in real estate is that people end up often forgetting that this is really a lot of hard work. It doesn't just require knowing what to do. It doesn't just require knowing why you should do it. It also requires doing something about it. So when you look and examine anybody who's been successful, whether in real estate or in business as an entrepreneur or a business owner, someone who's really built for themselves the financial freedoms and independence that maybe you want, yearn for, or are starving for, whatever it might be, it came with a lot of really hard work. So no one stopped learning more about their trade, that skill. But often, they got coaches, they got trainers, and they definitely took on all they could to expand their capacity to do more with it, being in action with it. And that all comes down to you making that choice. So it might sound a lot like our first module, which was all around choosing to be a real estate leader. Maybe it's not about just being a real estate leader. It could be maybe a father, maybe a husband, maybe a wife, maybe a daughter, maybe a son, maybe a fantastic boss, a fantastic bus driver, an incredible garbage collector, whatever you do, whatever it is that is important to you. But whatever it is, choose to be the best at it, because you see, that choice then shapes your entire experience growing that. And that's why when I come full circle to that formula, knowing, understanding, and really embracing being prepared, having a strong attitude, always open to the opportunity, and being in action, that, those four put together, brings together an expanded opportunity set. So for this week, here's what your homework is going to be, a very, very simple one. What you're going to do is you're going to pick one thing that you're going to start tracking about your life, perhaps in the area of your life that you'd love to have a breakthrough in. And you're going to actually write down on a piece of paper that I'm going to start tracking whatever it might be, my finances, my eating, my use of my free time, whatever it might be. And you're going to track it for a certain number of days. And I want you to write down the number of days and what date that will end. Then when you're done, you want to sit back and review it with your partner in life, perhaps even your buddy, and start looking for the areas that you understand and now have breakthroughs in to say, hey, that makes a lot of sense. This right here is incredible. I'll share with you a story in closing so you can really understand the power of this. I had a friend who was married and remains so today, but it didn't seem like he was going to be married very long. They had an incredible marriage. It was about 15 years in the making. They shared a few kids, and they both were, well, professional. They didn't make a lot of money, but they didn't have a lot of things. And they weren't exactly below the poverty line, but they weren't certainly up in the Joneses. This couple was quite lovely. But somewhere along the lines, the couple grew discouraged. Their love was fizzling and the connection wasn't there. Well, my friend asked me, what do you think I should do? And what I asked was, well, what's most important to you in your life right now? And what he had said was, well, I really want to make things work with my wife. And I said, well, what's the biggest argument? What's the biggest debate? What's the biggest complaint your wife has with the way you are a husband? And he said, well, she says I'm just not appreciating her enough. And I said, well, do you think she has the right to say that? He says, that's absolutely absurd. Of course I appreciate her. I pay the mortgage. I take care of the kids. I do what a good husband should do. Of course I appreciate her. Well, I feel that perhaps if you're a wife on the phone call, you might be seeing where this is going. And if you're a husband, perhaps you might see where we've been as well. But here's the advice I gave him. What I said was, why don't you just start a journal? Start today. And every day, just make it a point to write down something that you've observed that you absolutely are incredibly grateful for, something that she does. And it could be anything, the way she interacts with her friends, the way she calls her mother, the way she prepares the meals, the way she might take care of things, the way she goes to work, the way she comes home from work, whatever it might be. Just pick something in a day, but it has to be every day, and it has to be at least one thing. Well, sure enough, he did this. And the instructions to it was this. Do it for 1 year. Now, that sounds like a long time now, doesn't it? But you know that that journal filled up in 9 months. And in 9 months, he was so present to the idea that he just was not pointing out to her often enough what it was he was grateful for, that he presented it to her. He presented it to her on their anniversary, which was 9 months from the time in which we had talked about this particular exercise. He wrapped it, presented it to her, and with tears in her eyes, she took it with acceptance, and she said, that is all I've ever wanted from you. Not the journal, not even the fact that you wrote all the things you're grateful for, but the very fact that you were engaged. You chose to watch what to be grateful for. And just knowing now that you have that consciousness, I know that you're deserving of a wonderful marriage. And I'm deserving of a wonderful man. And so to this day, they remain married, had two more children, and are, well, let's hope, ever after. So the idea here is to be ruthlessly responsible around the choices that we make. And the first place you want to start with is understanding that you can actually, in fact, take measure of what they are so that you can improve the area of your life. It will begin to grow, if not expand or even contract. So there you have it. Your homework for the week. Pick one area in your life that you're going to end up starting to look at very closely and begin to start noting, note by note, the choices, the decisions, the habits, and behaviors you make to form the current level of that success. And you'll see it for yourself. If you're adding too much salt, too much sugar, if you've got too much of a high fat content, or not enough carbohydrates, or not enough protein, you know where this is going. You know how to adjust your diet of living accordingly to suit your needs. You can have a great week. I look forward to hearing from all of you regarding how that exercise went. Back to you, Russ.
Wow. What a great exercise and a wonderful story, Richard. Thank you for sharing that.
It'll be fun, Russ. So now you've got to do a journal, too.
Absolutely. As they say, great lives are worth recording, so might as well write them down. So.
Absolutely.
Another wonderful message. Thank you, Rain Partners, for your commitment and your dedication for dialing in live today. These powerful lessons will set you up for success for the week ahead. If you have any questions at all about the Rain Mastery Program or any real estate questions, resources are available at the office at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.